He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Did you have a good summer or what?
I sure did. I didn't spend too much time out in the sun. I just can't seem to suntan, but I walk, so I get a little bit of color that way.
That's a symptom of age, isn't it? Intolerance to the light of the sun?
Is it?
But light is good.
Oh, I know, absolutely.
Vitamin L?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too hot in the evenings either, so we could have a decent sleep. Because when it's too hot, it's really hard to sleep.
But it was a great summer.
Oh, yes.
In the west coast of Vancouver, BC.
Absolutely beautiful, and you are a grandfather now.
Hello, Corey.
Which I guess means I'm a grandmother now.
Yeah, what a wonderful little baby.
Oh,
and it's great to be a grandpa.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
proud and ready to roll into the title and adopt my traditional...
Yeah, so we'll call you Grandpa Holly.
Yeah, I like it. I love it.
I know you do. Well, you've never seen Grandpa quite look as good as you.
Well, I'm going to use that as my new marketing strategy.
Absolutely. So congratulations to you.
And everyone out there in SNU land, let's find out now. What's cooking?
What's cooking is greens. And it's funny because Sam Gracie's on today, and I just don't know. I guess I was thinking green, go green. Anyway, Swiss chard. So for any of you out there in SNU land who haven't tried Swiss chard, this is a good time to try it. So Swiss chard, along with kale, mustard greens, and collard greens, is one of the several leafy green vegetables often referred to as greens. It is a tall, leafy green vegetable with a thick, crunchy stalk that comes in white, red, or yellow with a fan-like green leaves. You know what I'm talking about, Corey. They're in the Athlete's Cookbook. Chard belongs to the same family as beets and spinach and shares a similar taste profile. It has a bitterness of the beet greens and the slightly salty flavor of spinach leaves. So both the leaves and the stalk of chard are edible. Distinction is made between the leafy part of the plant and the actual chard. The chard is the broad middle stalk, like the rhubarb. Not
yes.
Quite as thick as rhubarb, but that's the chard. Right?
That's the charred part.
Yeah, that's the charred part. So the stalks and the greens can be cut into 2 or 3 inch lengths and simmered in boiling salted water until tender. But I prefer to steam the greens in the stalk. I don't like to put them in water
like
and boil.
Yeah, like steamed spinach or whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can serve them with butter and a touch of wine and vinegar. But I like to top mine with ghee and lemon juice. Yum, yum, yum. So Swiss chard is low in calories, as well it's a really good source of potassium, calcium, and fiber, and a very good source of chlorophyll. Got to get those greens in. So don't forget about spinach. Kale and broccoli also have high chlorophyll too. So start adding more of these fresh greens into your diet. Start educating your palate a little bit more and getting into looking into the different green leafy vegetables. Because after we eat them, don't we feel great, Corey?
Yeah, one thing about greens is that you can't get fat on them. You can eat buckets of the stuff and it'll actually help you lose body fat, and it's great for gaining muscle because it's high in potassium.
Mm-hmm.
It's the starch in the diet that fattens people up. And there's people out there that say that carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, it doesn't matter. It's just total calorie intake. Bull pucky. You know, if you want to get fat, start chomping on a lot of starchy vegetables like potatoes, yams, rice, beans, peas, not greens.
Right.
So if you want to get lean, start substituting your starches that you have for your, say, your dinner or lunch with greens. So instead of having those potatoes or french fries, which is, I don't even want to go there, lots of fat, right? Actually, french fries are way higher in fat than they are in carbohydrates. But anyway, start pulling away those starchy vegetables and substituting for those greens.
And if you're really on a calorie-reduced diet, if you want to count calories, I would not put the ghee on. Like when we compete, we don't put the ghee on. We just put a lot of lemon juice on.
No, because ghee is
so
still solid
delicious.
Fat. Ghee is a clean burning fat, but it's still solid fat.
Exactly.
So if you want to get really down and dirty into the inner recesses of your inner mind and body, then you got to chop down and be real strict.
Yes, yeah, but it still is very delicious, the
but
kale or the Swiss chard.
As an off-season, year-round kind of health focus, ghee and and table salt, or actually not table salt, but the sea salt, the whole salt.
Table salt.
A little whole sea salt or mm-hmm. crude rock salt
Celtic
is okay.
Celtic sea salt is really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, mm-hmm. good stuff. Great. So think like Popeye.
Yeah. Build those big muscles.
Yeah, and then you feel alive after you've forearms. Eaten all those greens. Good greens. Good go.
Yeah,
good go.
So focus on go the green. Greens, friends.
Go green.
Go green. Okay. So, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Ivan Strickwerda. Ivan, the president of the INBA, the International Natural Bodybuilding Association. He gave us a really good look at what this organization is all about. Ivan also has another executive full-time job, so this is definitely a passion that he lives out. He and his wife, Karen, want to redefine the natural sport of bodybuilding, and they really want to take care of the athlete. It's all about the athlete for them, and making sure that the athlete is well looked after in the competition, that the hours are something that the athlete can look forward to. So nine in the morning till noon is the pre-judging, and then from 2 till 6 in the evening is the evening show. So it's not like 9 in the morning till 1 in the morning. It's just too
like a
long.
Lot of those shows
absolutely
are.
It's such a
they
long
go on
haul.
And on and on.
Yes,
it's the most boring thing in the world.
I know,
ever
and
seen.
Really the people that go to them, I don't know about you, but I find bodybuilding shows a snore. The only time I go is usually I've got one person there that I want to see, and then you have to go through this whole and they charge way too much for the tickets, way too much. There's one coming up, they charge $40 for the prejudging. Now if I have a family of 5 and you want all your family to go, that's like $200 a friend of mine is spending for 2 of his kids and himself to go. Way too much money. They want to fill the audience, so charge $10.
I'd rather go to a concert on the beach.
Yeah, I'd rather go out for dinner. Anyways,
there's
thank
a lot of
you.
Things you might rather do.
Thank you, Ivan, for that really wonderful special guest interview.
And plus, there's an example here of a guy who's working a lot and no excuses. He still makes his workouts and follows that diet. So it's not about what you're doing. It's about what you're not doing.
And they have 2 kids and they're both in excellent, excellent shape.
So get out there and take on the responsibilities of looking after yourself. Natural bodybuilding is the way to go. Okay, so who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Marianne Dravatny. Marianne is the owner of BC Adventure Boot Camps Incorporated, and she also is a certified personal trainer. Marianne has early morning workouts with her groups in designated.
They are really early too.
It's 5:30 in the morning in designated parks. Each workout is at a different level, and I don't think that any of it is terribly easy. Each session is more and more challenging. This is the new wave in training. She trains first timers all the way to competitive athletes, and it's the type of training that gets all the muscles working for endurance, strength, and coordination. So boot camp, it's like the way the Marines or like the football players train. So we really look forward to Marianne's interview.
And the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yeah, she's a tough cookie herself, I'll tell you.
Oh, she's in
fantastic shape. She's a Viking, isn't she, like you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sweden, I believe, is where she's from.
Oh, boy.
And she has a fantastic international background in fitness, and she's dedicated. She's totally into whole food, organic, fresh nutrition. And that's the way to go if for all the athletes, if we want to stay well and reduce any inflammation and damage. Plus, she's really interested in natural bodybuilding, so I look forward to her participating in that. So that's going to be a great interview.
It sure will. They're all great, dear.
Well, we look forward to
them. Yes, we always look forward to our interviews.
And these interviews bring into our minds fresh, high-quality information
about what is going on with other athletes and other people in the industry, these special guest interviews.
Yeah, whether it's nutrition, whether it's fitness, whether it's training, whether it's an athlete's perspective on preparing for an event, this is the stuff that we need to know to stay motivated, to keep us online. Okay, so let's get into your hot topic.
Ah, the hot topic is back to school and back to work. Well, summer is over and it's back to the old grind. Well, back to the old grind if you look at it that way. I think that we should embrace the opportunity to move forward and be grateful to learn and earn more. It may be a bit challenging for some of us to get back into the routine of work and school, to get up in the morning and look your best all day long, to get back to your regular training regime and getting to bed on time and up earlier in the morning and back to eating healthy again. Ho-hum. But like I said, it's how you look at it. Routine is good. We all need a routine. And routine in the dictionary means a prescribed, detailed course of action to be followed regularly, a standard procedure, a set of customary and often mechanically performed procedures or activities.
Yes, and I think that is what turns a lot of people off, the mechanical nature of a routine.
Yes.
Our minds get bored and stale with some of these routines. Like I teach my client and my apprentice that you've got to have a routine, you got to stay focused, and the monotony of the routine is what bores people, and that's one of the reasons why they quit. And yet the body loves routine.
But this is, so we've had a summer, we've had a couple of months maybe for those to get off the routine. So to help you get into your detailed course of action, try to think about it before you actually have to execute it. Get prepared and make arrangements ahead of time. So for parents of kids going back to school, start talking about routine 2 weeks or so prior to actually the start date. Kids need to understand what changes are going to occur, and they can start to think about it well in advance. I always like to talk about it, a new routine, with a lot of excitement. I don't make this a dull and boring talk to them. Put the attention on only the positive aspects of routine and change. Try to create a healthy and happy scenario that children can look forward to with great anticipation. It's like the law of reversal. Do you want to live in misery, disease, and failure? Or do you want to live with happiness, health, and prosperity? It's all how you look at it. So, hey, summer's over, and you've had a great break, and now it's time to get going with vip and vigor. Until the next holiday, I wish you all a wonderful autumn season.
Hey, my holidays ain't over, baby, because I can still see all those bikinis in my mind. That's what gives me the motivation to get up and go.
Is that what it gets you going?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Living in the summer breeze.
Yes, I know. So it's all about the way we look at things.
Reality is perception.
Earn more, learn more, right?
But you know what? Something bigger than reality and perception is that when that ton of weight's coming down on your chest, it ain't just a matter of perception. It is the reality.
It is the reality
so
of life.
So get in the gym and pump some iron.
That's right. Get back into your routine.
Okay, dear. That was a great hot topic. And what do you have for us for your final words?
My final word is from the book, The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol. Remember always, whatever a man can conceive mentally, he can bring into materialization. Health, wealth, and happiness must follow if the proper mental pictures are created and constantly maintained. For the law of cause and effect is immutable.